obsessed with something new. Not obsessing if I really wanted, I could find a way to leave this place. This godforsaken town, this godforsaken hopeless fate. Obsessed with somewhere new. Somewhere I won't find you.
What's up, radio? We're Statue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
We've played some songs for you.
Hi, Mom.
Will says, hi, Mom. I also say, hi, Mom, in case my mom is listening.
I also say, hi, Mom.
Ian also says, hi, Mom. I guess we all say, hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Cool. We just played, what, 5 songs? Castle, and then Split, and then Lab Rat, and then No Exit. And then Dynamism, and we're gonna play a couple more. This next one is called Doomer. I wrote it yesterday. Wish me luck. Sorry, the mic got unplugged. I'm sorry, Joel. This song is kind of a downer. There's a bunch of downers in this set, but whatever.
Up in a hospital gown, the end is coming. The end is coming. It's all gonna burn. The end is coming. It's all gonna burn down, anyways. It's all gonna burn. The end is coming. It's all gonna burn down.
I think that's the first time that my band has heard that song.
That was fire, bro.
Thanks, bro.
That was great.
It's kind of...
Shout out to Paul.
Shout out Paul, if you're listening. I hope you're doing okay. Jesus. I'll see you on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So to change the topic, I work at Midway Cafe in JP, and we're playing a show at Midway Cafe in JP. Wow, multitasking. And that show is in a week. It's next week on Tuesday. We're also playing a show at my house in JP, which is near Midway Cafe, but I won't give out my address on air. That sounds like a bad idea. But if you're interested, you can find me and the band on Instagram. The band Instagram is at Statue Band. And my personal Instagram is at Endaglio. I'll also shout out the rest of the band. Ian is at Nai, that's N-A-I dot Calbin, that's K-A-L-B-I-N. I think that's his name backwards.
Yes, sir!
And then Will is Mabuza on bass. That's hard to spell. M-A-B-U-Z-A underscore on underscore bass.
Nailed it.
You can guess those. Once I find my pick, we're going to play the next song. I found one, actually. Thanks, Will, though. Yeah. I'm going to play a very quick audio sample into the mic. This is Wild Geese by Mary Oliver.
Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese high in the clean blue air are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things.
Doesn't it feel like it's falling down? Not as fun this time around. What'll it take to get off the ground? Is it what you thought it when it falls apart? Get to move on, get to have a fresh start. Maybe next time we can spare our hearts. Find the long forgotten part. Thank you.
my mama's car. One I'd cat on a rainy day, washing all our tears away.
What do we have? Time for one more? What is that? We're done? Okay, one or two. Whoa. Let's do last one.
This is a song called Last One. It's not gonna be our last one, because we're gonna do one more after. Can't you tell I love tuning guitars by how much time I spend doing it? It's my favorite thing in the entire world. You know, I heard they made, like, guitars that tune themselves. It's like AI. They're, like, stealing our jobs. Like, that's my main job, is just tuning guitars. And they make guitars that do it themselves. It's fucked up. It's...
Oh, God.
Oops. We're not supposed to say that. It's fudged up. You heard nothing.
Oh, my God.
My headphones are clipping like a ton. Like, everything sounds very distorted. I hope it doesn't sound distorted, as distorted to you guys. Will, do you think you could turn down my headphones? Not that much. That's good, that's good. All right, last one, but it's not the last one. It's a song called Last One.
Half a minute dreams.
That was the last one. We have one last one, which I think I can say the name on air of the song, but I'm not certain. It's the S word, not the one that has to do with bathroom. Someone who's promiscuous.
Yeah.
Slut. Can I say slut?
Oh my God, Joel.
I love you, man.
Cool. Well, I know I can say it. This song, this. Yeah. Okay. Now I know that I can say slut, but I can't say something else.
Other words.
This one is called Slut Era. Yeah, huge, humongous thank you to Joel for making this happen. This is a very cool place. I visited this place a couple times when I was a student at Tufts, and then I dropped out, but I still visited a couple more times since, including this, which is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Okay, let me make sure my pedals are working.
Whoa. They are not working.
Now they are. Songs start with the word I. Isn't that funny? Hey, be nice, Will. True. Alright. One, two. One, two.
I got something to tell you. It's not easy to hear. Saw you turn in the corner. I wanted to disappear. Spent the night with a stranger. Got me feeling all weird. I've been trying to change, but I'm still right where. Is immature, joking now. Words I've said before, but I can see that I've been reckless and immature. Long as I'll be only one, it's gotten to hurt. I've got nothing to hide.
Statue. Thank you.
Did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what you actually allow to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO in Medford. Thank you. We're going to find out pretty soon.
My friend Shane said sick show.
Oh, sick.
That's one. That's one.
Hello, Statue.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Andy, right?
that works, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys for playing on the air.
That was fun.
It's a very wild mix of different kinds of sounds.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
For sure.
It's more like organic than the description on your Instagram.
What is the description?
Yeah. I think people just need
to pull it up.
I think people need to just listen to it.
Yeah.
Hmm. No doubt.
Yeah.
The description says Boston-based post emo. Yeah, birds don't post emo new algebra rodeo core dinosaur wave.
Yeah. I can explain that if you guys want. Can we go through one at a time?
This is what we're here for.
Cool.
Okay, so first one.
Boston-based. Yeah.
Just. Okay. I was going to challenge that, but.
We all live within. No, you. Will lives in Brookline.
Boston-ish.
It's Boston.
Kind of fancy, but.
Yeah, fancy Boston. I'm a fancy guy.
Post-emo. Not emu.
We're not after birds, but we are post emo, I would say. Mm. I mean, lately
there's some
I've been listening to a lot of like 90s emo lately, 90s hardcore and stuff like that, and I feel like also all my songs are kind of sad. I can't really help it. Even when I'm writing about happy stuff, it's like sounds kind of depressing.
Yeah, man.
New algebra, but that's N-U, not N-E-W.
I don't actually know what the new means in this context, but algebra.
There is math rock.
Yeah, so. There's some mathy stuff.
Rodeo core.
Sometimes it's slightly folky.
Dinosaur wave.
I just like dinosaurs.
Okay.
I think everybody likes dinosaurs. I don't think I've ever met somebody that doesn't like dinosaurs.
Dude, when I was in kindergarten, and I was figuring out what outfit I was going to wear, I would, for some reason, this was like more than once, just an internal dialogue where I would
see... It's called a monologue.
I guess. No, dialogue, because it's a conversation with myself.
Well, if you have like different voices that you can perform, it can be a dialogue or a trilogue.
Exactly.
Quadrilogue.
So exactly. Are
those real?
Head.
I don't know.
Andy, this is a quadrilogue right here.
When I would see one of my dinosaur shirts, I would worry if someone was going to, you know, be like, oh, you're like a loser for wearing a dinosaur shirt. But then my justification was that dinosaurs could kill any one of us. So they're cool. And then I would wear my dinosaur shirt to kindergarten.
That's really what Statue's about.
Yeah.
I guess if you're like a young person, like being able to be killed is like it's a big part of your life at that age.
Yeah, man,
that's a good point.
As a 5-year-old, it's a big thing.
Yeah, you're like, oh, these things can all kill me.
Like, the world is dangerous. Everything is bigger than me.
Do you guys think that 5-year-olds are, like, considering their own mortality in, like, a deeper way than we are?
I mean...
Just the way they live in the present, I would imagine that's the deepest form.
I definitely thought about mortality, but I thought about it in the context of, like, I was going to go to heaven, because, you know, I was raised in a Christian family. So I was like, this is... kind of wild to say on air. I haven't really said this to many people, but there was a time I was like, I had to be like under the age of 10 definitely, and I was like putting the dishes away, and I got a knife, and I was putting the knife away, but I was thinking about like, what is heaven like? And so I literally held the knife in front of my stomach. I was way too scared of pain, but I just held the knife in front of my stomach just and considered heaven.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you now.
What?
Yeah. Kind of crazy, actually.
Oh, I was playing with Legos, man.
I wasn't depressed or anything. I just really liked the idea of heaven.
That's wild.
Yeah.
The first chapter book I ever read was The Red Badge of Courage, which is like a really brutal, like disgusting war novel. And it like wasn't the like censored like kids version, I don't think. But I just sat down in one sitting and read the entire thing, and I was like, that's amazing. And I was like, I don't know, when do people start reading?
It depends on if they're nerds or not.
I was a nerd.
I think if they're not nerds, then they don't read. Never.
I never learned to read. Well, yeah.
Then why do you watch anime?
I just like how it sounds.
Speak Japanese and you don't read the subtitles.
And that's what Statue is about.
I always think it's amazing, like you sit on the tee and somebody has like a Japanese book. And then just the Japanese writing on them. Wow, I'm illiterate. I have no idea what that book's about.
We've all been there.
Listen, it could be anything.
Listen. What are we talking about?
I don't know. Mortality. We got here somehow.
I think it started from explaining our genre.
Our Instagram bio.
Right. Yeah.
That's a thing you have to do now, I guess. Explain your Instagram bio.
I kind of just
wrote it late one night, and I was like, these are a funny string of words.
It is.
Yeah, if it you know, starts a conversation,
yeah.
Then, yeah. You know, if it's like somebody reads that string of words, I don't want to continue. Probably not.
Yeah, they're probably not the target audience. I don't know. Maybe they are. We're missing out.
It could be.
So what's going on with Statue, like, for, like, merch and, like, recordings, shirts, like, underwear, whatever?
Yo, underwear would be fire, actually. Dude, is anyone doing underwear?
Some people do underwear, I think.
Corner of the damn
market. I know somebody did underwear. Trophy Wife underwear I saw recently.
Somebody released their album on, like, Lube.
That's wow.
And somebody released their album on, a lot of people are releasing their album on, like, beer cans now.
I'll take two.
Wow. Wait, releasing, what do you mean releasing it on?
So they have, like, a little download.
Oh, like a QR thing, code like, or yeah. something?
No, you, like put on the canopy bottle on the vinyl record player.
Right, and then it spins.
It spins.
And then it sounds really interesting for a while, and then the record player is broken.
Yeah, in the Statue world, we got some stuff. This month we've just been playing like a ton of shows. Like, honestly, maybe too many shows. But it was
this one was a good one.
Thank you. It was a fun one. And we're not even done. We have two more. And we've been working on some recordings. We have an album that's in the works. Due date January. First single probably before then, second single maybe around then. The first single is going to be Slut Era, which is the last song we played, and then the second single is going to be Soft Animal, which is the
fourth to last,
the one that was
with the Mary Oliver
poem.
That was cool,
thank you. That's from a lot of recordings that we did this past summer. My really good friend Doma is engineering and producing a lot of stuff. Yeah, shout out Doma. She lives in Portland now. Very sad. In terms of merch, honestly, I'm like so DIY. I've like made a bunch of stickers from like postage labels and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So anything I can get my hands on has the capability of turning into merch. I made a lot of zines. Zines are sometimes merch, but I run out of them really quick because I just really like giving them away. Ian makes clothes. I'm trying to see if he would make some statue stuff.
You know what I would be willing
Say, get to work.
I would be willing to consider making like out of like a sample,
yeah,
sending
limited
it to
run.
Like a manufacturer.
Oh,
or something.
That'd be cool. We have a band fund now, as of recently. I think we have $140, so we're like living
it's a start.
Large.
Yeah,
yeah. So hopefully we'll have some merch. I've made a couple just like statue shirts and stuff because I also make clothing, but not to the same extent as Ian does. And if people want stuff, they should hit me up. It's not really like a large batch kind of thing, except the zines I tend to print in like hundreds of copies. Yeah, that's kind of what's going on. We've got some more shows this month and then next month and then also December. And then after that, who knows? Yeah.
The future waits.
The future waits. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's interesting, there's several people in this band, two people that make clothes, and you guys describe it as making clothes, like some other people say, I'm a designer or something. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, Ian has this whole friend group that kind of introduced me into making clothes, so they're all the originators, and they're like the
of
least
clothing making.
They're the least pretentious people in the world. They're just like, it's just a great crew of people, and some of them have like brands and stuff like that, and it's like the coolest clothing you will ever see in your entire life.
True.
Like always at shows, like Ian and Will are just so dripped out. And it's, yeah, I don't know. I like the idea of just like making clothing like you make anything else in life. Cause I don't know, the clothing world is so like consumerist and disposable, and there's something beautiful about like taking things and making them into something that you wear, you know? And yeah, making clothing.
That's really cool. I definitely want to go to like one of your shows and check out the vibe of all the people who make clothes.
Yeah, it's cool. Sometimes there's like four people who are just have the most insane outfits ever, and then there's just like everyone else, and everyone else feels inadequate, but they're not pretentious about it. They just look so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing if like some of the other bands on the bill are kind of emo adjacent or something, yeah. And you help them feel inadequate before they go on.
Oh, man, bro.
That's really so like it's like a good Samaritan kind of thing.
Yeah, it gets him in the zone.
Dude, you guys are definitely going to happen.
That's good.
That's
good. Oh, man.
So where do you guys, where are the last few shows you guys have played?
Yeah, we're the most recent ones we've played.
Yeah.
Where were they?
Union it's been Tavern. A blur.
No, actually I lied. It wasn't Union Tavern. It was.
I know Union Tavern.
Oh, the Jungle.
We played at the Jungle in Somerville.
Yeah, I know the Jungle, yeah.
We played at Union Tavern like 8 months ago.
Oh my god.
Isn't that crazy? That was a while ago.
Really?
With Kai. Remember that? And Dress Better?
We played there recently?
Oh, I guess I'm thinking of Midway then.
We played at Midway Cafe.
Hotel Vernon.
We played at Hotel Vernon in Worcester. We've played at many
and you basements. Guys have a show at Midway coming up, right?
Yes, on the 29th.
I think I was paying a little bit of attention.
Cool. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I like venues too.
Yeah, lots of basements. We played at Friends from Alston, Tourist Trap, bunch of different the classic spots in
ask a cop if you basements. Don't know these.
Yeah.
Places.
Ask a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you like retroactively bleep out the names? Oh man, yeah. If you don't know, don't ask, or do ask, but ask the right person.
Yeah, well, that's you know, word of mouth starts by actually being next to somebody and listening to them for a while, have a conversation. Mm-hmm. That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, I mean, it took me a while to like really connect with the basement scene in Boston because I had like
a couple friends that did like a couple things there once, mm-hmm. and I just thought it was so cool. And then I like met some people who were like in it and started playing shows with them and started, it's a very like mutual thing. It's like, cause I host things at my house sometimes. I'm hosting something on Saturday. And it was very much like, oh yeah, I'll host your bill if, you know, you want to think of me for other bills. And then it just kind of like, it's a community, you know, it's a very,
I think it's great that it's happening. And like, because a lot of venues have closed down with like COVID and all the other stuff. And there aren't that many small clubs around. People can get a start doing basement shows.
Totally.
And then also really, play more shows that way, because that's the way to get better. It's just practice in front of people.
Yeah.
Then you just get more comfortable, feel less inadequate.
100%. Yeah. It's been a funny thing, because I work at Midway Cafe now. I like do sound and mm-hmm. door, like three nights a week.
I'm sure I've been at shows that you work in.
Yeah. I'll recognize you next time. But it's kind of weird, like straddling both sides of the scene, because I've gotten a lot of connections through Midway. But I can't totally like honestly and like stream of consciousness like talk to my boss about like the things that I do mm-hmm. like other nights, because I mean like basement shows are illegal. Like at the end of the day, it's like not like with the law to have a bunch of 20 something year olds in a basement playing loud music and drinking beers. And there's a lot of things about like the way that clubs run things that make it so that basement shows are kind of the only option that people have. Like I've been thinking a lot about the proximity clause at different venues. I have a lot of feelings that,
and also like more all ages shows would
yeah,
be, and totally. a lot of clubs don't want to do that because they make less money or whatever.
Yeah, 100%. And these are the kinds of things that I can't really like say to my boss, that like I think that the proximity clause is like kind of destroying the scene in Boston, or has destroyed the scene in Boston, and that has made it so that the only things left interesting are things that happen underground. I mean, there's some above ground stuff that happens that's interesting, but it's like, I don't know. The density is much, much more interesting underground. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like there's a lot of really cool stuff going on in this community, and you know, it's a blessing to have all this stuff going on. And
yeah, definitely. Yeah,
we have like 3 minutes.
3 minutes. What do we do with our 3 minutes?
I don't know.
You each want to talk for 1 minute?
Do you guys think you'd get like sued or whatever if I like farted?
I think that's it's because it's an educational institution. It's okay to mention like biology.
But like, what if I like literally
and do like biology experiments on the air? I think is okay, because it's I think it's part of the charter of educational institution.
What did you just say in front of America? crazy.
And you have something you would like to show the class?
Yeah, hold on.
No way.
No, no.
What? Once when my nieces were like really small, and I walked into the room, and they were doing like armpit fart sounds, and I looked at my mom, and she had this guilty look on her face. I was, you taught them how to do that, didn't you? And she was like, yes.
That's right.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's too much power.
Too much power.
Oh man.
Will,
I'll pull up my pants now.
We have 1 minute left.
Yeah, pretty much 1 minute. Yeah.
We could all just make fart sounds for a minute.
I'm okay.
Okay. Cool.
What?
Will, you gotta go. We've all gone.
I gotta go. I'm shy, dude. I don't know if I can do that in front of.
I can't touch my armpit right now. It's so sweaty.
Wow, that was only 30 seconds. That's pathetic, guys.
That's how to do it now. Like you don't want to. You always want to leave them wanting more.
Right, exactly. True.
And then if you're like self-deprecating, like, oh, that was awful, guys. Like, it's got to be a lot better next time.
Yeah, come to our shows. Maybe we'll have better fart sounds. Because
then people can see that you want to, you know, you want to get better.
We are.
Thank you so much for having us.
Self-deprecating.